And it's that time of the morning where I'm joined by one very special guest. That's right. Each week I'm joined by our regular correspondent, Professor Ed Blakely, to tell us what's going on in the land of the free and the home of the brave, our big brother nation, the United States of America. Now, this week, Trump has been jet-setting around the Middle East and Israel, which apparently he didn't know was also in the Middle East, as well as taking the Trump show to NATO. But what's going on back at home? Ed joins me on the line right now. Ed, good morning.
Well, while the big cat's away, the mice are at play. Obviously, he didn't leave sufficient instructions because people are being investigated. Mr. Flynn, what did he do? He pleaded the Fifth Amendment. Mm-hmm. As you recall, someone by the name of Donald Trump said, "You never plead the Fifth Amendment if you're not guilty."
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, a little contradiction here, hmm? And the Senate and the House are launching more deep investigations and actually have some paperwork on things. So a paper trail is beginning. And lastly, Trump has hired lawyers.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a lot going on, Ed. Let's talk about Michael Flynn first, because Michael Flynn, as you said there, he pled the Fifth. Now, over in the United States, pleading the Fifth means you are invoking the right to avoid testifying when it would self-incriminate, when it would incriminate yourself. So, as Trump has said in the past, you don't do that unless you're guilty of somebody. And yet, they've kind of, the Senate committee have kind of gone around that to subpoena Flynn's firm in order to get some of the evidence they need.
Yes, what they've done, he set up a firm so that he could do all of his radio, television, media work, as well as accept speaking invitations, thinking he'd get around the law that says if you are an ex-general, you cannot do anything for 5 years without permission from the government outside working for another contractor. I was covered by these laws because I was in military intelligence, and for 5 years I was not allowed really to travel behind the Iron Curtain or to Cuba and a whole bunch of other things. So it's not as though he didn't know. He just tried to avoid the law.
And meanwhile, a little bit closer to home, Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, he's also now the focus of the Russia probe. He's a focus in the Russia probe.
Yes, there are two reasons for this. One, he is the deal maker, and he makes all deals for the president. The other is his office is right next door to the Oval Office. So if anything transpires in the Oval Office, he's privy to it. He's like the junior president or the president in waiting or whatever you want to call him. Maybe we would call him Rasputin. I don't know. But he certainly got the clutches of the government in his hands. There are a lot of people who don't like that. They think if they're dealing with the president, they ought to be dealing with him straight up.
Well, it's kind of the boy prince, and obviously Trump has been accused with a bit of nepotism in the fact that this guy has gotten a role in the first place, and obviously the huge visibility that Ivanka Trump has had in this whole situation.
Yes, Ivanka is out there, and apparently she's doing everything she can to control her father. She's not doing too good a job. Lecturing NATO today was not a very smart move. And if any of you saw this on television, he didn't get sterling strong applause. He just got deep stares having done that. How to make friends and influence people should be the next book he reads.
Yeah, I don't think Trump's a huge reader. But looking at some of the rest of the FBI probe at the moment, obviously we saw this whole situation with Comey, the firing of Comey, and Trump was basically bragging, according to some internal memos coming from the White House, around that conversation he had with the Russian. He was saying, well, Comey's gone. Now that whole Russia investigation's off my back. I don't have to worry about it anymore. And yet, that's obviously, it seems to be building that possible obstruction is building into more of a concern than the Russia investigation itself.
Yes. Now, let's put this in perspective. He says he asked Comey 3 times whether he was under investigation. Each of those times he asked was a federal offense. You cannot ask an ongoing investigator about the course of an investigation. That's against the law, even if I do it. So he's really in trouble because this says there's intent. Apparently, he did the same thing with the head of the NSA and the CIA. That means there's purpose, there's intent to conspire to suborn an investigation. That is, cut it off. That's against the law. Nixon was impeached for exactly that.
I did want to talk a little bit about, you mentioned Trump has lawyered up at the moment. He's hired lawyer Mark Kasowitz, who Trump has actually used in some cases in the past. I think most recently it was when the New York Times published that story regarding Trump grabbing women by intimate areas sort of thing. And he was, you know, the lawyer that Trump used to threaten to sue them for slander. Now, he's defending Trump in this case as an individual. Despite having no background in this sort of legal work, he is defending President Trump in this particular case. Defending Trump as an individual, is that unusual within itself?
Well, yes. First of all, let's put this in context again. Mr. Trump has not been accused of anything. He's seeking legal advice, as he should. And he's turning to a person he trusts. This is a very big law firm. They will have experts within the firm who can assist in matters if they become personal or governmental. What he's doing is he's trying to make sure he has the best people on his side if it comes to it. But the bigger problem for him is not him testifying at all. What will Flynn say? I think the bus is coming. The question is, who gets thrown under the bus? And if you miss that bus, the taxi cab called Comey is coming down on the other side of the street. One of these is going to cause severe damage to his administration and his presidency. When you go through these kinds of allegations, these kinds of situations, the presidency becomes weak. The Congress stops paying attention to the president. Many people in the country stop paying attention to the president. They look for other people to be their leaders. So I think the presidency's in trouble, and Trump knows it.
I mean, I guess in that kind of situation, it's the classic interrogation technique. You put the two criminals in a room or in separate rooms and say, listen, the first one to talk gets a deal. The second one to talk gets prison.
That's exactly what they're doing. And so what's happening now with Mueller is he's rounding up people who are in the White House and letting it be known. He may not have anything on them, but if they know something, they better come forward. Now, what does that mean? It means if I work in the White House, I got to go find a lawyer. I make $170,000 a year. Some lawyers charge that an hour. So there's leakage in the White House because people are trying to find a way out. They don't want to face the FBI. They don't want to find a lawyer. With the money they're making and the reputation they're losing, this is really a problem. And that's why we're hearing all these leaks. People are looking for ways they can say something that may be incriminating, and they can take a pass.
Well, actually, just before you, before we let you go, I did want to have a mention of these leaks that are coming out of the Trump administration. It's kind of been the defining feature of the Trump administration. It has been this extraordinary disarray in terms of trying to get people into roles and the like, but also the extraordinary amount of leaks on just about every subject that is coming out of the White House. We're also seeing leaks from a lot of U.S. legal bodies like the FBI and the like. We've seen it with the Manchester bombing. Most recently, there were leaks of intelligence around the Manchester bombing coming from U.S. authorities as well. But with the Trump situation, with the amount of leaks that's coming out of Trump's White House and a lot of the bodies surrounding the White House, is that any closer to being worked out, or is that leak going to turn into a flood?
I think the flood has already started. There's very little doubt in my mind that there are people now who are actively engaging and trying to find a way that they can find salvation. This would be a terrible thing on your resume. I got out, as you know, in the Nixon administration. I didn't know this was happening, but something was wrong, so I got out. For years, I did not admit I worked any place in Washington. Mm. Now, all of a sudden, this is coming good. But can you imagine anyone my age saying, I work for President Nixon? Boy, talk about a downer on the resume. Well, these young people many of them are young, have long careers in front of them, and they know the consequences, particularly if they're lawyers, of trying to get a job in a law firm with an impeachment around your neck.
It is an absolute pleasure, as always. Really do appreciate your time and your insights.
Well, maybe I can do some recall for some of these guys if they'd like to hire me in terms of how you get out clean.
Yeah, like that sounds like fantastic advice you'd have to pass on. Ed, thank you very much, mate. You have a good day.
Thank you.